3 Out of Bounds. William Quaggamish, Kelly Gramling, live in a Blue Ridge Security Solutions studios, hanging out with our man Sanders. Blue Ridge let him in. BlueRidgeSecuritySolutions.com. Check him out today. On the text line, this is fun. George Clinton's Parliament. That's a nice British reference. Very nice. Also, we've got a couple of nice tweets about the Jerome Blossom game interview. Again, if you missed that in hour number 2, got about 8 minutes with him. You can get that at WCCPFM.com. Search iTunes. Khaki Coach, great show today. Hope they keep you in this time slot. You know what? We enjoy keeping the seat warm for whoever fills it. Or if we get to, that'd be great too. We're really not sure. But as of right now, for tomorrow, we're on 12 to 3. That's all I know, and that's really all I care about.
We just want to do a show. So we'll do our best, whatever time slot we end up in. But that's nice to hear.
That is nice to hear.
It's nice to hear.
Appreciate that.
We've had fun with it.
Appreciate the positive feedback there. This hour of the program is brought to you by Surgery Center at Pelham, offering a lower cost option, avoid a stay in the hospital, and the capability to go home the same day. Surgery Center at Pelham. For athletes and active people like Kelly, online at newkneereplacement.com. That's newkneereplacement.com.
On the way to the Denver airport on my vacation, my mom and I had the legitimate discussion of when I'm going to get my knee scoped.
Oh, are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
Oh, no.
I turned 24 in a week.
When are you going to get your knee scoped?
It'll happen soon.
That's outrageous. Hey, Sanders, when are you going to get your knee scoped?
I don't know. My legs are like twigs, so I would think. I don't even know. What is a scope? What is
I'm not getting my knee scoped.
Basically, can you tell me what that means? I need to clean out a lot of scar tissue in there.
Well, I'm not very athletic.
Sanders, you got some time. Maybe.
Hopefully not until I'm like 35, 40.
Yeah. I mean, we all can dream of that, but, you know, it's a pipe dream for some of us.
Unbelievable. A man who is unbelievably talented and unbelievably good at his job, Brian Edwards. Senior handicapper, VegasInsider.com, and very good on our show as well. We're glad to have him back here in the afternoon. He joins us, talking a little NBA, talking a little college football with us. Hey, Brian, what's going on?
You're too kind, Quawk. Going great. Thanks for having me, guys.
Absolutely. We appreciate your time today. I'm curious, just big picture-wise, before we kind of, zoom into some different things with the NBA draft, what's your general? I just feel like people are ready to have a lot of fun with this tonight. It just feels like a fun day. Is that your sense? What are your general thoughts on the NBA draft coming up tonight?
Adrian Wojnarowski of the Vertical has a little article out that there is a lot of interest. Many teams are wanting to trade up to get into the top 10. And, you know, there's some interesting guys out there, and both the Kentucky guys, Fox and Monk, I think are going to be, you know, 15-year pros, really good players. I think Zach Collins out of Gonzaga, you know, if he had he not gotten into all that foul trouble against North Carolina, Gonzaga would have won the national title. I think he got limited to like 14 or 15 minutes. But the freshman out of Gonzaga, Zach Collins, I think he is going to be a force. I think a lot of the interest to trade up into the top 10 is on account of him. And Marcus Monk out of Kentucky, man, just probably the best pure shooter in this draft. And then Josh Jackson out of Kansas, just crazy athleticism. So, there's a lot of interesting players out there. It should be a fun night.
Brian, you talked about the trades. We did see Dwight Howard dealt to Charlotte. On your website, you had, but I think it was probably after this deal, maybe before, not quite sure.
Yeah.
After Atlanta at 200-1 odds, Charlotte to 300-1. So this doesn't really help Charlotte that much in your eyes. Maybe it gets them back to the playoffs. What do you think there?
Well, you know, Dwight Howard is what he is at this point, which is, you know, 13 points, 13 boards, but he's not going to be a big-time leader. And if we've learned anything throughout his career, he just doesn't have that, you know, that super passion to win. And, you know, that's what happens when you know, three teams in 3 years, that's what happens. But, you know, he can, you know, you just got to accept that he is what he is. He'll give you 13 points and 13 boards, but he's not going to be a great leader for your team. The Hawks made a colossal mistake. Just, you know, when they signed him, that's what made Horford go to the Celtics. They should have just re-signed Horford, and you know, then they'd still have a pretty good team. They probably wouldn't have traded Korver to the Cavs, and now it's just a total rebuild. And you know, from what I'm reading since I wrote that article, it doesn't sound like the Hawks' new GM, who is the former assistant GM at Golden State, it doesn't sound like he's going to give Paul Millsap a max contract. So it looks like the Hawks might be just completely starting from scratch with not a whole lot of pieces to build around. And that's a shame because 2 years ago they won 60 in the regular season and were in the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in franchise history. And now pretty much all those – well, with Millsap's departure, if that happens, and free agency, all those guys – or all five of the starters will be gone from that team.
We know, Brian, that the Warriors are the consensus favorite, the overwhelming consensus favorite heading into next year. Some of this probably we won't know until after tonight, but is it reasonable to suggest that there's any team that could maybe make that not the case? Rather than, I mean, maybe it's adding a big piece or something like that. Would you expect any movement on those odds or, you know, either up or down for the Warriors or some of their competitors after the draft tonight in the immediate aftermath?
Well, I think there's a realization around the league that, you know what, if you're not going to be really, really, really good, maybe you should just start building for the future because, you know, right now, if you look, I mean, by the way, Golden State, this is the biggest, they're minus 200, and meaning risk 200 to win, 100 to win the NBA title next year. That is the biggest favorite ever in all four major sports, NHL, MLB, NBA, and NFL. Nobody has ever opened as that prohibitive of a favorite. So that just gives you a little, you know, that's how outrageously good they are. And that's what everybody's chasing. And, you know, if Cleveland were to make a trade and add a big piece, you know, maybe they would be right there with them. But now there's all these rumors, you know, that LeBron's going to opt out after next year. And, you know, and with that being the case, who's going to want to go to Cleveland, you know, for 1 year and then, you know, and then him be gone, but you're making a commitment to go there for a while. So it looks like everybody's going to be chasing the Warriors next year and barring injuries to their key players. I mean, look, those kind of things do happen, but yes, they are deservingly a huge favorite. And like I said, you know, a lot of teams, if you're not going to be that close enough to compete with them, they're like, all right, let's just start this thing over. Let's go young. And so I think we can see some very surprising moves tonight with, players getting dealt and trying to move up and get better, younger guys early in the draft.
At Vegas B. Edwards on Twitter. He's a senior handicapper for VegasInsider.com. Also, you can check out his website, BrianEdwardsSports.com. He is Brian Edwards. Join us right now on Out of Bounds. All right, I'm a Pacers fan. Paul George certainly is out there. His name rumored to be moving. Kelly's a Spurs fan. The LaMarcus Aldridge now apparently is on the block. Any insight from you into either of those situations? Any hunches that you're kind of watching for those two teams?
Well, Pacers are at 18-47. From what I've read, they're not interested in re-signing Jeff Teague, which I don't really understand. I guess he's going to be just asking for too much money. So the Pacers, to me, are looking for a big guy or a point guard. In the 18 slot, you know, I would probably look to go big with Jared Allen out of Texas. Now, he's very raw offensively. He doesn't have a whole lot of back-to-the-basket post moves, but he is going to only get better. He's got great size. He's a great rim protector, and he can catch and finish now. He's got a ways to go with his offensive game, but I think he can come in and certainly be a big-time defender from the get-go. So at 18, I think the Pacers should go for Jared Allen, the freshman out of Texas. At 47, you know, if you could get a Sendarius Thornwell out of South Carolina, I think he's a guy that can help a team right away in the second round. I think he'll be a second-round steal for somebody. You look at the Spurs, they're at 29-59. I don't know if Juwan Evans is only one more year left on Tony Parker's contract, and Patty Mills' contract is up, so I'm not sure if they're going to re-sign him or what. But I love the point guard out of Oklahoma State, Juwan Evans. Kind of reminds me of Chris, kind of going old school here, Chris Jackson, LSU, great shooter. And if he's available at 29, the Spurs can get him. If he's not available, maybe you go big with Caleb Swanigan out of Purdue. And then late, number 59 for the Spurs, if you don't go point guard with Juwan Evans late in the first, you could maybe get Monte Morris out of Iowa State. And I think he is a guy that's going to be available late second round, and I think he will have a pretty decent NBA career.
All right, something that you mentioned, and shifting gears to college football here for a second, something that you mentioned us, in just a little bit, within the hour, there are going to be some lines that go up at the Golden Nugget, and Clemson, several lines for Clemson games, the Auburn game, Louisville, Virginia Tech, Georgia Tech, Florida State, NC State, South Carolina. Anything jump out to you? We've seen some of these in the past. Anything jump out to you from those games, either for or against, any plays that you see available on the board?
I thought that most of them were right on. I had made Clemson only 15 against Georgia Tech, so I thought that was a tad high, as it is at 18. Here, I'll give them to you, by the way. Clemson is 5.5 against Auburn. Now, we had seen some offshores here in the last recent weeks when we talked a couple weeks ago. Some offshores had Clemson at 6.5 or 7 against Auburn, but the Golden Nugget has it at 5.5. Clemson-Louisville, pick 'em. Clemson -7 against Virginia Tech. I thought that was a little bit high. I like what Virginia Tech brings back. I made that number 4.5. And then, like I said, I thought Clemson at 18 was a little high at home against Georgia Tech. -2 against FSU, I think that's right. Clemson -6.5 against NC State. I wrote down 7, so I think that's a good line. And Clemson -10 against South Carolina, I think that's a good line as well. But if there's any of them that I thought were a little bit off, you know, maybe a little too high on the Virginia Tech and the Georgia Tech line, I think Clemson, you know, is going to have a hard time. They just want to get out of Blacksburg with a W, and I think that'll be a very close game.
I agree with you, Brian, on that Virginia Tech line. That one surprised me maybe the most. And the pick 'em with Clemson-Louisville, you obviously see the respect for Clemson as a home team in these spreads. A favorite over Florida State, even though FSU is the ACC favorite. Do you see kind of that respect? I mean, obviously Clemson is respected now, but especially when they play at home, they seem to always be the favorite.
Yeah, no doubt. And it'll remain that way as long as Dabo keeps this thing rolling the way he's had it the last, you know, half dozen years. When that, you know, what? How many 10-win seasons in a row? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in a row.
Six,
so.
Since 2011, yep.
Yep, and, but, you know, early in the season, I think Clemson is more vulnerable, this year because, you know, they're going to be going with a young quarterback. Even if it's Kelly Bryant, the junior, he hasn't played much. And obviously Hunter Johnson hasn't taken his first collegiate snap. And you get a young quarterback on the road without much experience, and you're week two at Louisville, and you're week three at Louisville, and week five at Virginia Tech. I think Clemson is susceptible to a potential upset if they don't get good quarterback play in those road games early in the year.
Very interesting stuff, Brian. One other thing that we discussed a little bit, we're going through these five bold predictions at CBSSports.com, and one of them was that a true freshman win the Heisman. Now, you're a guy who's got, you know, you've got some knowledge about the odds on certain things. I'm not sure that there's, is there anybody even available to bet on in Vegas that's a true freshman for the Heisman? I feel like that's so outlandish. Do you see that ever happening?
I can't remember really ever a true freshman being on the board for a Heisman candidate. But if you throw that question at me, if I had to think of one guy, let's say Jalen Hurts were to get injured early in the year, I don't have the pronunciation down pat yet, but the true freshman quarterback out of Hawaii.
Yeah, we just call him Tua here on the show. We call him Tua.
Yeah, let's just go by the first name, Tua. So if you were asking me if I had one to pick, I would go with Tua because he's one play away from being the starting quarterback at Alabama. So that would be my guy if I had to pick one.
All right, a couple of more for you, Brian. There are some, and I saw one of your colleagues at Vegas Insider had some insight into some of these prop bets out here for the draft. I'm not sure that I've ever really paid attention to NBA draft prop bets before, but there are like a million of these. I mean, it is so in-depth for just a two-round deal. Is there anything that you've got your eye on there? Is there any insight into some of these prop bets here?
I mean, I'll throw out a few. I don't have any that I'm, like, looking to bet. I try not to bet preseason NFL All-Star games or draft props.
Sure.
But if you for those that like to get into it, to throw a little fun into tonight, the total number of Duke players drafted in round one, the over-under for that is 3.5. If you like the under, which would mean they don't get a fourth player, you have to lay -160, so it's an underdog number, +140 for the over. And basically that comes down to, do you think Frank Jackson is going to get in the late first round? A lot of mocks have him in that 28 to 35 range. So that's basically a bet of, do you think Frank Jackson gets drafted in the first round? They have some over-unders on a few guys. De'Aaron Fox, 4.5 is his, but you have to lay -200 for the over, because most think Tatum and Josh Jackson will go in the 3-4 spots, and Fox will go fifth. So that's why the minus 200 price. And then if you like the under for a surprise to happen, if maybe somebody traded up that's in love with Fox and needs a point guard, if you went under, you could do a plus 160 return. But, yeah, I try to stay away from these, but there definitely are some out there. And, you know, if you're a Duke fan or a UCLA fan, they've got over-unders for UCLA, Kansas, and some others. Yeah, might be a little fun for you. So you can check those out.
One more for you, and this is sort of off the beaten path for our show, because I'm not sure we've said one word about this Mayweather-McGregor fight. Last week we were off, and so the news breaks. We totally ignored it. What does Vegas think about this matchup between Mayweather and McGregor?
Well, most books open Mayweather as an 11-1 favorite, meaning you would have to risk 1,100 to win 100. And with that price, Connor was around, you know, plus 6 or plus 700 underdog, risk 100 to win around, you know, 6 or 700, depending on which the number was at various spots. But a lot of money has come in on McGregor. Now, that's mostly just public bets. You know, when you bet boxing, it's rare that you're going to bet a big favorite. Like, you know, you don't want to, like right now, Five Dimes has Mayweather at minus 800. That means you would have to risk 800 to win 100. You know, most people would rather have the dog risk 100 to win 550 on McGregor. So the money has come in on McGregor. And but I think if you're going to bet the fight, there's some props. And I don't think he's going to knock out. I think Mayweather will win easily, but it'll be a decision. And to bet over 9.5 rounds, you can get underdog money, plus 145 at a lot of books. And then for Mayweather to win by decision, a lot of people think he's going to knock McGregor out, but McGregor's used to being punched with 4-ounce gloves. They're using 10-ounce gloves. And other than a cheap shot on Dustin Ortiz, Mayweather hasn't knocked anybody out since the 1990s. So I just don't see that happening. I'm looking for the prop for Mayweather to win by decision. It's around at even money. I saw it last week. I'm not seeing it right now, but I think it's around even money. So if you'd have bet the fight and you wanted Mayweather, I think you would bet the prop for him to win by decision at around even money rather than risk, you know, a minus 800 price where you're risking 800 to win 100, which doesn't do a whole lot of good.
He's Brian Edwards, senior handicapper, VegasInsider.com. Check out his website, BrianEdwardsSports.com, as well for all kinds of great insight. And then follow him on Twitter, @VegasBEdwards. Brian, thanks so much. We always appreciate the time, and look forward to visiting with you again next week.
Thank you all. Y'all have a great weekend.
All right, thanks. You do the same. That is Brian Edwards from VegasInsider.com. Very insightful. That's why he works for a website that has Insider in the name, because he is one. Hey, no matter the task, whether you need to buy or rent, see the pros at Bennett Equipment and Supply. It's the leader in on-the-job sales and rentals. Bennett Equipment and Supply. Go see our friend Eddie Bennett out there. They will hook you up regardless of the need. Piedmont, Spartanburg, and very soon in Seneca. If you need to rent it from Bennett. That's Bennett Equipment and Supply. Short break. We'll come back. We'll see if Kelly's taking the over-under 3.5 Duke players. I wrote that down. More to come. Out of Bounds next.
Hello, my name is Sabrina Greenlee, founder of Smooth. I've partnered with 4 NFL players to give back in a major way. My son, DeAndre Hopkins, Jarvis Jenkins, Shaq Lawson, and Deshaun Williams. We would like to invite everyone to come out and bring your families on Saturday, July 22nd at the Dawson Field in Clemson at 738 Old Stone Church Road in Clemson, South Carolina. We will have live music, bounce houses for the kids, a basketball tournament, free food, and a lot of activities for the families. We will also be providing free book bags for all the needy children in the community. We're encouraging everyone to bring your entire family. Saturday, July 22nd at the Dawson Field in Clemson, South Carolina, from 9 a.m. until 10 p.m.
We are looking for more volunteers. For more information, please contact Sabrina Greenlee on Facebook or 864-205-5733. Or visit the website smoothincorporated.com. That's with 3 O's.
King Pallet Company in Liberty is hiring first shift laborers at $82.50 a day. Great pay at $82.50 per day. King Pallet Company, 843-2448. That's 843-2448.
you really don't need a special reason or a special occasion to shop at Reed's Jewelers. Simply put, anytime you step into Reed's, the award-winning staff will be sure you leave with a smile and what you came for. From diamonds for her to watches for him, Reed's has it. And to help you with your purchase, ask the Reed's team about their extended payment plans. Jewelry is about relationships that last a lifetime with your loved one and with your jeweler. Reed's Jewelers, online at Reed's.com. In Haywood Mall, next to Belk.
Hey y'all, Caleb here from Local Q. Did you know we offer amazing monthly specials in addition to some of the best barbecue in Greenville? Every month, our chefs collaborate to create four unique menu items, including an entree, sandwich, and dessert. More of a traditionalist? Come in and try our house-smoked wings with one of our five bold barbecue sauces. So if you're hungry as a hippo, join us at 30 Orchard Park Drive, Suite 7. Or check out our menu at www.localq.com. Remember, Local Q is 21 and up at all times, so don't forget your valid ID.
Life insurance. You know you need it, but do you have enough? 85% of U.S. consumers agree they need it, but only 44% of United States households have individual life insurance, an all-time low. When asked why they didn't have life insurance, many said, "Nobody asked me about it." Well, make no mistake, I'm asking you today. Maybe it's because the process can be difficult. Maybe it's because the process can be frustrating. But as an independent insurance broker, we have all the best plans and rates. Life insurance is not for the people who die. It's for the people who live. Life insurance helps us protect what matters most, our family. Call us today to get a free quote, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make life insurance easier.
With summer here, shouldn't you look as hot as a burger on the grill? If you want to look and feel as hot as noon on a summer day in the South, call Urban Nirvana. With the best stylists around, you'll get the kind of pampering you deserve, and the day spa will have you feeling as cool as a cucumber. And being able to buy a gift certificate online is better than a splash in the pool. Log on to UrbanNirvana.com, buy your gift certificate, and print it right from your own computer. Urban Nirvana, Magpie Station in downtown Greenville.
Talking security with Clemson baseball coach Monty Lee.
For a coach, winning is job security. For you, security is Blue Ridge Security Solutions for your home and business. Your options are enormous. Video surveillance, all sorts of home automation and lighting features, even a feature that automatically arms the system where you forget to. And my favorite, the video doorbell. My family loves the high level of service we get from Blue Ridge Security Solutions. Yours will too.
BlueRidgeSecuritySolutions.com. Serious security.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich.
They never lose their cool.
Now back to Quack and Kelly on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Hour 3 continues. Out of Bounds.
Got time, but I don't mind.
We have 32 minutes left to talk NBA draft and one more bold prediction, college football. Before we get back to college football, I'm curious your answer on this. Brian doesn't know that you're a Dukie. Brian doesn't know.
He probably would decline our offer to come on the show if he knew.
I thought it was appropriate and somewhat outrageous that he just randomly decided to, Duke 3.5. He just threw that out there for us. There are a million of these at VegasInsider.com, and they're so intensive. I'm not even, I was like, ooh, that'll be fun. No, that's too much. I'm not that serious as a gambler or even as a game player to see how many I get right. I'm not that serious.
Are there prop bets on, I'm assuming, you know, what the guys will wear? I mean, all this stuff, right?
Here's some of the prop bets. You really want to know this?
Well, not too many. Don't get crazy, but okay. Just give me a little taste.
We have draft position player props. So, for instance, Caleb Swanigan, over under 32.5. Short shorts, over under 25.5. That's DJ Wilson.
DJ Wilson, yeah.
De'Aaron Fox, over under 4.5. That's what he said. You go down, Jason Tatum, over under 4.5. Harry Giles, over under 16.5. Jonathan Isaac, over under 6.5. Here's one for you. Oh, Luke Kennard, over under 12.5. Sindarius Thornwell, over under 47.5.
Huh.
That
seems kind of generous.
Also, I found out on this that Bam Adebayo's first name, Ed Reese, is that right? Ed Rice. It's spelled like Ed Rice, but mashed together as one name. Ed Rice? Ed Reese? What's his name?
I'd go by Bam,
too. I would go by Bam, too. Number one overall pick, Markelle Fultz, minus 8,000. In other words, don't bother. First senior selected. Here we go. Derek White, plus 170. Josh Hart, plus 200. Wesley Iwundu, plus 225. Monty Morris, plus 650. Then the field at plus 850. Then you have Frank Mason and Sedarius Thornwell at plus 1,000. A team to draft Lonzo Ball, top three picks. Basically, you're picking a trifecta. Fultz, Ball, Josh Jackson is plus 100. Field is minus 130.
Okay, give me the Duke bet again.
Okay, the Duke bet is 3.5. I mean, you have freshmen, sophomore, junior, seniors, internationals. You have like a handful of schools, conferences, if you keep on going.
So over under 3.5 Duke
draft
players
in the first round.
First round.
First round, yes. In round
one. That changes everything. I thought it was just drafted.
No. Plus 130 is the over.
Interesting.
Minus 160 the under, as
well,
Brian told us.
Here's the issue, because you know Luke Kennard. You know Jason Tatum's going, I would say, he's definitely a lottery pick. I would say at least top six.
Jason Tatum's going 3 or 4,
but I
probably
think he's going 3 or 4. Then Luke Kennard's going to be top 15, to be generous. I think
sure.
He's probably going to go around 12. Harry Giles will be taken in the first round.
Yes.
Which is crazy because he barely played at Duke. But he's a freak athlete. So you're going to take Harry Giles in the first round. The real question with that bet is, will Frank Jackson go in the first round? And my hunch is no. However, I've heard that he's had some good workouts. Heard some rumors. The rumor mill is churning. So can he be selected 30th or 31st? Totally. I think that could happen. So that's a tough bet. I don't know if I'm going to touch that bet. Because I think the Frank Jackson factor is too unpredictable.
I have in front of me 4 mock drafts from Basketball Insiders. In fact, I'm very disappointed in NBA.com. The most recent consensus mock they have is 3 days old, so I'm not even going to use it. I'm going to use these 4 guys at Basketball Insiders, which I also like, who did 4 separate ones to get sort of a consensus. All 4 of them have Frank Jackson going second round, anywhere from early 30s to mid 40s.
Yep, he's 38th on Draft Express to the Bulls.
Yes.
But can't you just see, I mean, I don't know. I feel like it's just too unpredictable for me there. I don't think he's a first-round player. I think he has a really high upside. He's very athletic. He can shoot the ball. He peaked at the right time at Duke. And he's so young, right? He can only get better. I just don't know if he's put together enough body of work to go first round. But neither is Harry Giles, and they're going to take him first round. So, I don't know. That's a tough one.
Okay, one more bold prediction, college football. We'll get back to this. We'll try to plot out at least most of the first round for you. What's the 5th bold prediction? I've liked a couple of them so far. Didn't like the others. We'll see if this one can break the tie, whether I like this list or not.
You're going to like this. The 5th bold prediction for the 2017 college football season is at least 5 Power 5 coaches will not make it to November.
Oh, yes. I love this. Who gets fired? This is one of my favorite things to do. Who's getting fired and when?
That's a lot of coaches. And these are the 5 that he states. Okay?
Will not make it to November?
To November.
Oh, my word. Okay.
Which is crazy. Not even not make it through November. Not make it to November. You have Kevin Sumlin.
Oh, boy.
Gig him. You have Hugh Freeze. Go Rebs. Not go Preds. Hugh Freeze. Brian Kelly of Notre Dame. Todd Graham, Arizona State. Jim Mora, UCLA. And he also lists Butch Jones, Tennessee. Those are the six that he's thinking could be in this pool. But he says at least five will not make it to November.
Let's go one by one on this. I want to go one by one just quickly, just briefly, because we'll go more in depth as we get closer and closer to the season. Look at Texas A&M's schedule. At UCLA's dicey. Arkansas and Arlington, dicey. Alabama, at Florida. They could lose four games. I'm betting they're like 5-3 heading into November. With three very winnable games, Auburn at home, New Mexico at home, at Ole Miss before they go to LSU, I think he survives.
Yes, I think he probably does. I don't think it's good for him that his AD came out on, what, SEC Network and said, we need more from him. We need more from Kevin Sumlin. And the way he performs in November, he has the reputation of his team's just utterly laying eggs in November, and his AD knows that. So if they haven't played well going into November, he might get the axe.
Ole Miss stinks. You said Hugh Freeze?
I think they mainly put him in here because Ole Miss does stink, but also you have the allegations as well.
You do have allegations. They could lose at Cal, at Alabama, at Auburn, LSU, Arkansas. They could be 3-5, but they're probably not going to fire him without some like... Well, who else?
You have Brian Kelly, Notre Dame.
Brian Kelly, Notre Dame. Let's see. Notre Dame. Don't go 4-8 or 3-9.
Again.
Don't do that. They have Georgia at home. They have at Michigan State, who should be better. At North Carolina is not very good. Boy, unless they just totally go bad. They have USC after a bye week. Unless they just totally go belly up, that's not going to happen. Who else?
But, I mean, that's what they did this year. They had a relatively easy schedule, and they messed it up.
Yeah, they lost some cupcakes in there. Michigan State at home, who didn't beat anybody. Duke at home. At NC State. Navy. They played a tougher schedule this year than they will next year, or like last year than they will this year.
All right, what about Todd Graham, Arizona State?
Todd Graham, Arizona State. That one's interesting because they haven't extended his contract. They've done an automatic one-year extension every year, except for this year. They didn't do it. I just found out about that recently. Todd Graham, Arizona State. What is that schedule like?
They go to Texas Tech in the non-conference.
Why can't I find this?
Host Oregon. They're at Stanford. They host Washington. They're at Utah. This is a gauntlet. They're October. Versus Southern Cal, versus Colorado, at UCLA, at Oregon State, host Arizona. That is a tough September 30th yeah. through November 4th.
They got to play at Texas Tech. Tough. They got to play at Stanford. They got to play at Utah. They lost their OC. Remember that? Their OC is now at Chip Lindsey is at Auburn.
I think I'd be fine with this prediction because in October, Arizona State has to play Washington at Utah and Southern Cal, and they go to Stanford on that final day of September. I don't know if he wins, if they even win one of those.
You know who one of the co-coordinators is? Billy Napier. I've forgotten about that. Who else is on the list? That one's a little more reasonable, I think, because he's expensive. He can't be going 6-6. That's an expensive coach.
Let's stay in the same division. They bring up Jim Mora of UCLA.
Jim Mora. Now, this is one where if you go belly up, you're definitely getting the axe because last year, 4-8. Texas A&M at home could be a loss. At Memphis, at Stanford could be. Colorado at home could be. Bye week at Arizona. Eh. Oregon at Washington. 1, 2, 3. But there's five losable games there to me in that little bit. And at Arizona is one of their easy ones. That could be one. They could pull the trigger on that because in November, it's not getting easier. At Utah, then Arizona State, then at USC, then Cal. That's not getting any easier in an event. That's a brutal schedule.
I mean, when you look at how UCLA has recruited, and when you have a guy like Josh Rosen, and you can't make anything of that, I think if he struggles early on in October, September, UCLA might just pull the trigger. All right, last one. What about Butch Jones at Tennessee?
Oh, Butch Jones. I forgot there was another one because I counted to five, and he had six.
I've got the schedule
Butch
for you.
Butch Jones at Tennessee. All right, hit me with it.
Georgia Tech in the non-conference at home.
They're going to lose that one.
They go to Florida on September 16th.
Okay.
And we know Tennessee can't beat Florida. Host UMass. They host Georgia. And they host South Carolina.
They're
That's
all,
win all those. In those three.
They could lose Georgia.
Then to finish off October, they go to Alabama and they go to Kentucky.
All right, if you think they're losing at Kentucky, then this is reasonable.
I think the Kentucky game could be a fireable offense if you are maybe three losses in, and then you lose at Kentucky, you're probably done.
If you're 4-4 after October with a relatively easy November, because here's the deal. if you put the interim coach in there, if you've got somebody on staff that you like, you put the interim coach in there, he's going to look good. Southern Miss at Missouri, LSU, Vandy. You're going to go 3-1 probably in there. Or you could go 3-1. If you're 4-4 at the end of October, I like that one too. I'd be more inclined to go like 3 of those guys and not 5, but I get it.
Kentucky could be the final straw for Butch Jones.
He very well could.
I think all 6 of those guys, Sumlin, Freeze, Kelly, Graham, Mora, and Jones, are all in the hot seat going into this year. So it is plausible that a lot of those guys could see the end. Remember, Les Miles was fired in September this past year, so that was an early exit. I think 5 is a big number, but I do agree that all 6 of those guys are definitely on the hot seat going
They better
into this
watch
year.
Themselves. They certainly better watch themselves. Hey, if you're a CDL driver looking for a proven company to work for, HyCon Transportation is looking for you. It's a family-owned company, doubled in size in the past 2 years. They need quality drivers right now. You know the names of the companies they work for. I think the company that just bought Whole Foods is in there. Rhymes with Schmamazon. Round trip dedicated, local, low overnight stays, 40 cents per mile, earn monthly bonuses and more. 100% track record. They do business with companies you know. HyCon Transportation, it's a safe bet for your career. Email your qualifications to recruiting at HyConTransport.com. That's recruiting at HyConTransport.com. Or call them 864-540-8194. Final segment, NBA Draft. A look ahead next.
Rely on EnviroMulch. They supply quality landscape supplies for any outdoor project. Their spring special, get double ground hardwood mulch for $1 off per yard. Ordered online with promo code WCCP. No other discounts apply. From your friends at EnviroMulch, go Tigers!
A need to travel? Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla has the area's best prices on new Ford trucks, cars, and SUVs. In business for over 50 years, shop Edwards Auto Sales for all your automotive needs.
Anything that's made just for you is a perfect fit, right? Like a tailored suit. It fits your measurements, no one else's. That same kind of fit is exactly what Engineered Sleep strives for. A mattress made just for you, built to your sleeping patterns and habits. What could be more important than a good night's rest? Engineered Sleep wants to make it a perfect night's rest. If after a couple of weeks you find it's not perfect, Engineered Sleep will adjust it until it is. Visit their location at 627 Congaree Road to see the process. Learn how your mattress is made. By manufacturing your custom-made mattress at their factory, you're saving money because there is no middleman. Factory to you! And you can score a significant discount by picking up your mattress instead of having it delivered. Engineered Sleep, it's not mattress shopping, it's an experience.
Now is the best time to increase your business's productivity and reduce costs. Because right now, you can get 60 meg Spectrum Business Internet for just $39.99 per month. That's over 10 times faster than AT&T 6 meg DSL for less. Add Spectrum Business Voice and get unlimited long distance and advanced calling features for only $29.99 a month per line. And best of all, there are no contracts, no taxes, and no hidden fees. So call 866-371-3555. You'll get faster internet for just $39.99 per month. Advanced voice for only $29.99 a month per line. Over 99.9% network reliability. And no contracts, no taxes, and no hidden fees. So call 866-371-3555 and switch to Spectrum Business today. That's 866-371-3555. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Complete Nutrition just released the most effective weight loss product we've ever created. Plus, it comes with a free 21-day step-by-step program to follow. And we guarantee you success. If you lose more than 21 pounds in the first 21 days, see Complete Nutrition to adjust your plan. Healthy weight loss should not exceed a couple of pounds per week.
Find Complete Nutrition in Greenville on Woodruff Road, in Spartanburg on East Blackstock Road, and in Anderson across from the Harbor Inn on North Main. Complete
Nutrition. No matter where you're going, you'll see hundreds of convenience stores along your route. What sets Locomart in Clemson apart? Quality gasoline at awesome prices? Yes. Rewards to help you save even more money? Yes. But you'll also find a huge craft beer selection at Locomart that you wouldn't find at a normal convenience store. There's only one stop you need to make. Locomart on Old Greenville Highway and Highway 123. Proudly locally owned and operated. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
You know Joe's New York Pizza is all about the sauce because I've told you so. Here's the thing, people. They have outrageous wings as well. They're not fried. And if you're up to the task, you can even get them with Cajun Asian sauce. Their meatballs and marinara come with their famous garlic knots. And remember, if you have certain food allergies, Joe's offers gluten-free. Joe's has delivery, and they're great for fundraisers. And the Clemson location caters with two locations in Seneca and Clemson. Joe's New York Pizza.
Out of Bounds is on the air. 105.5, The Roar.
Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy, but here's my number, so call me maybe. It's hard to look right at you, baby, but here's my number, so call me maybe. Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy, but here's my number, so call me maybe. And all the other
boys. All right, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Kelly, have you seen this analytics? Look at the players at the top of the draft. You seen this? Boy, I meant to talk about this today. Oh, I have not nerded out nearly enough on the NBA draft. More on that in a moment. I can tell you who has the best projected. What is this? Oh man, they used a different thing. I don't even know what this is. SPM. I don't know what SPM is. Who cares? I give you the percentage chance a guy turns out to be a starter, a role player, an all-star, or a bust.
Ooh, I like that. Give me that for the lottery picks.
I will. This hour of the program is brought to you by Custom Collision of Anderson. And yes, Kelly does go white girl crazy during that song. Text her. 986-1566.
How did you know?
They know.
Do I give off that vibe?
They know. Yeah. Obviously. Hey, Custom Collision, it's a family-owned operated business. There's one goal of mine. They want to treat you like a family-owned operated business should treat people, like family. If your car gets beat up, if your car gets in an accident, whether it's your fault or not, you just need that repair taken care of. You need to make sure that you know that the process is taken care of. They can give you a computerized estimate for free of the damage done. They're open 8 to 6 Monday through Friday, so convenient hours for you. Also, they'll secure your vehicle. They will pay for the towing if the insurance is paying for repairs, and they'll get reimbursed. So you don't have to even worry with that. Ben Milstead has used them, obviously not for him, but for others in his life. Go with the best company to deal with your collision. You need somebody that's going to take some of the stress off. A lot of traffic on the roads, a lot of bad drivers. You can't deal with them all the time in the best way. So when a bad driver gets you down, call Custom Collision of Anderson. 231-6900, 4490 Liberty Highway in Anderson. All right, Kelly. I've got these four drafts from Basketball Insiders. This is a mock from late last night. There's four guys, and so there's a pretty good consensus here, and you can see where there's some difference of opinion. Number one, the Sixers, Markelle Fultz. I mean, that's going to happen. Anybody going to say it's not happening? I don't think so.
But what's his percentage to be a star, role player, whatever?
Well, I'm glad you asked. According to the analytics arm of ESPN, Markelle Fultz is the number 7 prospect in this draft on this scale.
Huh.
He has a 5.86% chance to be an all-star. This is a statistical, SPM is statistical plus minus.
That's it? A 5% chance?
Yes, to be an all-star. 5.86% chance. He has a 24.08% chance to be a starter. He has a 30.8% chance to be a role player. Which means he has about a, what is that, 40% chance to be a bust. Somebody who's just not in the league. Just a hair under 40%, who's just not relevant in the league. Surprising?
Yeah, well, then what are the other guys? Because right. There seems to be a consensus that Markelle Fultz will at least be a decent player in the NBA. So I can't imagine any of these other guys have much higher ratings except for I imagine the analytics like Josh Jackson a good bit, right?
All right, the guy, let's cut it off at role player, okay? Here are the prospects that have a better chance of being, according to this analytics data, a better chance of being all-stars or starters, starter-level players. That's a contribution, not a role. So you can start a million games and you know, score 4-3. Tabo Sefolosha wasn't a starter statistically on the Thunder teams where James Harden was coming off the bench. Harden would be the starter for these purposes. Sefolosha would be a role player.
Right. Not a Roberson kind of guy.
Right. It's not a distinction. It's a statistical productivity measurement. Here are the ones better than Markelle Fultz, just a hair under 30%. The chance that he'll be a starter or an all-star. Lonzo Ball is over 50. He's at 7.3% all-star, 41.9% starter. Number two, and I like this because I really like this guy. Number two on his list is Jonathan Isaac, who is pretty much, as far as this is concerned, he's the most sure thing in the draft. Just by these measures, Lonzo Ball, if you're looking at just those first two, Lonzo Ball, if you add role player, he's got a 71.3% chance to not be a bust. Jonathan Isaac gets 68.9%, but the percentage chance he's a starter or all-star is 51.1%, which is the highest among all the lottery picks.
People are very high on Isaac, and I think he is going to be a very good player in the league.
He's going to go 5, 6, 7, 8, somewhere around in there, and be a really, really good player for some money. Jason Tatum is number three on all three, like for the combination of the three. 6.5% chance he's an all-star, 32.1% chance he's a starter, 29.2% chance role player, 67.8%. So two to one. Another 2-to-1 player is Malik Monk, 6.9%, 35.5%, which makes him a little more likely than Tatum, and a 24.6% chance of a role player.
Monk worries me with his... He almost has that Kevin Durant body, even though he's not 7 feet tall.
Slender?
Yeah, I just don't know if he's... I think it's going to be a little bit of an adjustment for him physically in the NBA, whereas a guy like Dennis Smith looks a little more developed. I don't know. De'Aaron Fox also worries me a bit with his physicality. Both of those Kentucky guys.
All right, the 5-6 here, De'Aaron Fox and Josh Jackson. Fox has 62.6% chance to not be a bust. Josh Jackson, 60.81%. Fox a little more likely to be an all-star. Jackson a little more likely to be a starter. Then you get down in here. You get Dennis Smith at number 8. 4.5% chance all-star. 24.2% chance to be a starter. Lauri Markkanen only a 2% chance to be an all-star, but 25.9% chance to be a starter. So pretty similar to Smith in total. Harry Giles, 3.7%. You'd think there's more variance on Giles the way people talk about his potential. 3.7% chance he's an all-star, 25% a starter. Zach Collins from Gonzaga, pretty low numbers. 2% chance he's a starter, 21.8% chance, or rather all-star, 21.8% chance he's a starter in the league. Then you get to Frank Ntilikina. Is that how you say his name? Ntilikina? I don't know how to say the NT combination throws me. I don't know. He's the French guy.
Yeah.
He has the highest chance to be an all-star.
Really?
13.9%. But a 19.1% chance, which is the lowest so far, to be a starter, a 7.9% chance of a role player. In other words, he's got as almost, he basically got as good a chance to be a starter as he does an all-star. There, that would be the upside pick. Of all of these, you're picking for the upside because there's also a 60% chance thereabouts that he doesn't do any of that.
That he's a bust.
Yes.
And I guess because there's less data on that guy. I don't really know. I think there's, like you said, he could turn out to be an absolute steal of this draft, or he could turn out to be your typical kind of European bust where you take a chance and it doesn't really work out.
OG Anunoby from Indiana's next, and Tony Bradley from North Carolina. They're below both. They're well below Frank.
So I haven't heard Justin Jackson's name or Luke Kennard's name.
Justin Jackson, I can give you that one. It's a little bit down the list here. Justin Jackson has a 0.03% chance of being an all-star, 4.64% chance to be a starter, according to these analytics now, and a 15.02% chance to be a role player, so just a hair under 20% that he's not a bust. He is in the same realm with, like, Terrence Ferguson from Australia, Cameron Oliver from Nevada, your boy Semi Ojeleye, and surprise, surprise, PJ Dozier, who has a 0.11% chance of being an all-star, 6.72% chance of being a starter, 9.21% chance of being a role player. He's about 16%.
Go ahead.
I mean, that's late. That's early first round, or early second round, I'm sorry, where you're seeing him. Other guys that the system really likes, Thomas Bryant from Indiana, the system likes him and puts him up there in the first round. He's probably going to be a second round selection. John Collins, Jared Allen, they're in the middle of the middle teens, along with TJ Leaf and Bam Adebayo. Short Shorts is right underneath them. Caleb Swanigan's in that group. Tyler Lydon and Frank Jackson would be back into the first round using this formula. He's at 21.45%. He's got about a 13.7% chance of being a role player.
Did you tell me anything about the best player in the ACC, Luke Kennard?
Luke Kennard's below Jackson.
Let me guess. He's like 100th or something.
0.17% chance of being an all-star. 6.91 to be a starter. 14.13 to be a role player. Right below Jackson.
It's disrespectful.
It's that whole athleticism translation thing. Mm. That's what's got people.
Yeah.
Juwan Evans is in there, a little bit below that, so toward a second round.
He can't make a 15-footer, but, you know, he has a 40-inch vertical, so let's draft him.
Who are you talking about?
Harry Giles a little bit.
Oh. Harry Giles is a behemoth man. He may not be able to play a lick, but he's a behemoth man.
He is a huge guy.
Way down the list, your boy Emil Jefferson.
He's on the list?
Jerome Blossom. Here's Jerome Blossom game. You ready? I don't have numbers for the Jerome Blossom game section of this, but it's pretty far down. Okay, we're talking past the second round. According to these analytics, Jerome Blossom game, a 0.87% chance of being a starter. 0.0% chance of being an all-star. 4.7% chance of being a starter. That's 5.58% chance of success.
These numbers can seem a little harsh, Kwok.
Sendarius Thornwell beneath Blossom game. 0.05% chance all-star. 0.98% chance starter. A 2.74% chance. What is that? Role player. 3.77% overall.
Okay, as we have gotten way too deep in these numbers.
This is way deep. By the way, all those guys better than Dwayne Bacon, our guy, who analytics not loving.
Your guy.
I like Bacon.
Tell me this. Give me an answer right now as we have about 3 minutes left in this program today.
Yeah.
Best pro that comes out of this draft.
The best pro that comes out of this draft, I like Isaac a lot. I like Fox, and I like Jackson. I don't think it's going to be Ball, and I don't think it's going to be Fultz. I just don't see either one of those guys being the best player coming out of this draft. You know what? I'm going to go with Isaac. I like Jonathan Isaac as – no, you know what? I'm changing my mind on that. I'm going with Jackson. I'm going with Josh Jackson from Kansas. And then Jonathan Isaac second in this draft. Love Isaac's length, athleticism. I think he's a more polished version of what Chris Singleton was coming out. And Singleton was a fine player for the Wizards for a few years. I think Isaac could be a star.
I don't mind that at all. I think I'm with you on both of those. I might go with Josh Jackson. I think Jason Tatum, especially because he's going to be put in a situation to succeed in Boston if he goes number three. I like that position for him. And also, I'm high on Markkanen from Arizona. I think he has some Dirk abilities, not just because he's white and foreign, but he does have some Dirk abilities. He's 7 foot and can shoot the ball. No one really is Dirk, so I'm not going to sit here and say he's the next Dirk Nowitzki. But I think, especially if he goes to maybe a Minnesota, a team with some young talent, he can be successful. I don't want to see him go to New York with number eight because I don't want to see Phil Jackson mess that up, but I do think he has a bright future in the NBA.
All right, with the three Palmetto State guys, real quickly, these four basketball insiders on mock drafts have Blossom game going 42-47.
Okay.
Pacers at 47, one of them. PJ Dozier, there's a little more of a, well, if I can find it, an idiot. All right, Dozier 40 and 41 and 50 and 54. And then let's see what Thornwell is between 44 and 60.
This is what I'm going to say about the three Palmetto State guys. Two of the three get drafted tonight.
Two of the three.
I think that's drafted. Fair.
If you told me to go over under 2.5, I'd take under.
Right.
I'd say 2 of the 3.
It'll be fun to see which combo.
I was going to go through the pick. I don't even know who's going to have what pick by the time this thing
it's
happens.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be entertaining TV.
I'm really excited about it. Your Spurs are taking guys I've never heard of before, which is nothing new.
That's how we do it.
No. Not even just that. They're guys whose names that none of us can pronounce. No one. Yeah, literally no one on a planet. They can't even say their names.
No one could pronounce Manu Ginobili.
Yes. Manu Ginobili is light years easier than these.